Hello and welcome to our podcast. We're today in Brugge or Bruges, I don't know. And we're doing interviews with European citizens about the topic migration and how they see it and how they think the EU could improve on that.
Okay. Are you from Brussels?
No, I'm from Bruges.
Okay, so you're from Belgium.
Yeah,
okay.
From Belgium.
How noticeable has migration been in your daily life here or Europe more broadly?
I help with an organization who help migrants in the camps of Dunkirk, do you know? And Calais. And I help in a sort of bar to help to speak Dutch for people who come to Belgium.
Okay. One more. Do you think migration has had a mostly positive, mostly negative, or mixed impact on society and why?
I think mostly positive. Why? I think migration is necessary to... It's a difficult question, but I find it very... I like migration and I like people who come, work and live here in Belgium.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Have a nice day. So, first of all, where are you from?
From here, from Bruges, Belgium.
Okay, good. So, first question. In your view, how has migration changed in your local culture, language, for or neighborhood life?
How migration has changed life here?
Yeah.
There is more... there is a bigger variety of cultures present here. Which for me is positive. It also brings on a debate because not everyone thinks it's positive. You have some people who have problems with it. So it brings also some political discussions. But in my view, it's a good point.
Okay. So have you noticed any changes in how people talk about migration now compared with a few years ago?
Yeah, people are more like right-winged. They're afraid, I think, of the unknown. They're afraid that there aren't enough jobs for them, or I don't know. I think there's a lot of fear, which is not needed, I think. But yeah, I think I see there is a big difference. People used to be more tolerant, I think. I also think, on the other hand, there is a bigger community who doesn't have a problem with it and who also speaks up now. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
How noticeable has migration been in your daily life in Poland or Europe more broadly?
So in Poland, there's not a lot of, I feel, migration because Poland is more like there's the majority of the people are just Polish people. There's not a lot of immigrants. But since I live in Belgium, Belgium is really mixed, I think. There's a lot of nationalities all around. And even with my friends, they all come from different countries.
Have you noticed any changes in how people talk about migration now compared with a few years ago?
Yes, because now there's a problem that in a few years, because of the climate change, there's going to be a huge migration from Africa to probably Europe. They're going to be worse and everything. So, yeah, we start to talk about this problem.
In your view, how has migration changed local culture, language, food or neighborhood life over time? Yes, like the everyday life, like or like food or something like that.
It's Migration for me is, immigration, I welcome it. So our NHS wouldn't be our NHS without immigration, our shops, our culture over in England. It wouldn't be, I'm all for immigration.
Okay, thank you. Do you think migration has had a mostly negative, positive, or mixed impact on our civilization?
In the UK, it's becoming the norm. Racism is becoming the norm because of Nigel Farage and reform. And I'm totally against that. So I just want to, you know, all nations, everyone should be entitled to a good life on this earth, wherever they're from.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.